I think God just dumped Sunday night out on us just as a special blessing just for our church. I do. I believe it. Our church got lifted up Sunday night. There were some things got straight that needed to get straight. There were some hearts softened that needed to get soft. There were some dedications made that you probably don't even know about. Man, it was good. It was good. I like it when the Lord moves in like that. Now in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good. It's good to be saved. God's been good. I tell you, He has. It's good. Good seems like a bad word, don't it? That's why it says joy unspeakable. You can't speak it. Thank God. Anybody got something you want to say? Stand up and say it. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to bring you a thought this evening that ought to really burden our hearts. And I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to bring you a lesson. 2 Timothy 3:13, the Bible said, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." That is something we don't like to think about. We kind of want to think the world's getting better. According to the Word of God, this old world's going to get more rotten the longer we stay here. Brother, it is tonight. It is tonight. Now, I want to talk to you for a few minutes this evening, and you can help me, you can comment, you can say anything you want to about our children and who's destroying our children. I'm going to talk about child abuse for a few minutes tonight, and I hope that it puts a burden. We just got out of youth rally weekend. We're planning a big weekend for the buses, and I've got a burden for children. I've got a burden for teenagers, and I've got a burden lately for just little kids, little bitty boys, little shavers that's just coming on. You think about the mess that they're growing up in. 500,000 kids are either lost, stolen, murdered, or just thrown away in the United States every year. 500,000. It's hard for us to imagine that grown people molest, brutalize, assault, rape, mutilate, and murder little children too young to defend themselves. We are seeing epidemic. They're arguing in some states over where child pornography should be allowed. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It ought to be absolute first-time jail, brother, for anybody that'd take a 3 or 4 year old kid and use it in pornography. That's unbelievable. I don't understand. I tell you, we're living in a sick society. I don't understand how our society could be lenient on such perversion as that. But you know, the sodomites and the left-wing militant maniacs in our nation are trying to get it to the point where they're saying, hey, if a person wants to take liberties with a child, that's their freedom to do so, and they have a right to do so. And that's not true. A little kid has no business being involved. Nature itself teaches you that a child's not even developed, has no business being involved in all that kind of stuff. Some magazine said children in America are suffering physical pain and death at the hands of them that should be showing them love. What is a kid going to grow up and turn into who all his life has been treated like that? 4,000 parents a day call the police saying, my kid is missing. Isn't that something? They took a survey and they say the most unsafe place for a kid to be now in America is still in his mother's womb. They're treated like garbage. They're raped and killed. Their bodies are thrown away in plastic bags and dumpsters and thrown into rivers. Some are on the roadside like empty beer cans. Just threw them in the ditch right on down the road. Little girls as 9 and 10 years old are having to get birth control so they won't be having more than one baby. Pitiful little mothers, just kids theirself and already having babies. Abandoned children in America, it's unbelievable. Hard time causes people to give up. They said in Houston, Texas, 4 kids turned up in the emergency room. One of them had a note on their shirt saying, Mama couldn't take care of them. They busted a place down in Dallas, Texas that used children in pornography. And there was a cop down there who had done abuse cases for, or criminal cases for many years. He said it made him sit down on the steps of that place and bawl. He just cried what he saw. A kid in there, 18 months old, already had an STD, sexually transmitted disease. 18 months old. Many parents, they chain them to bedposts, lock them in attics, put them in locked cars. Others are beaten. We had a case here in McDowell County some not long ago where a kid was not able to learn how to use the bathroom, couldn't be potty trained, and they would tie that kid to the commode and leave it there, and the whole family go off somewhere, come back, and the kid just be slumped over asleep. A case where the family go to the drive-in and just push the kid down in the floorboard of the car, wouldn't let it see the movie or nothing, just because it couldn't learn how to use the bathroom. Now, we're living in a sick, sick society. That's why we ought to hold these bus workers up. We ought to pray for anybody that's working with you. Like that youth rally here Saturday night, there was tons of little boys and little girls sitting in here that the only hope them kids has got is hearing what they heard here Saturday night and getting their life straight with God. We are in the rescue business. We're operation and rescue. Our bus workers, every door they knock on, here being this close to, I couldn't tell you what some of our bus workers run into. I couldn't tell you. I know my wife brings one home every now and then. She brought a little old kid home the other day. That little kid wasn't, I don't guess she's that high, smelled as bad as any kid you've ever smelled in your life. No telling how long Benson that kid had a bath. Laurie gave it a bath, fixed her hair, put her some clothes on. I mean, had broke out places all over, just where her lips is cracked, you know, and around here like sores. That little old young'un, it ain't no telling how long it'd been. One of them come home not long ago with her and just spent the night with us. Nobody even cared about for that night, for that day and night anyway. She used to go pick up one where they should have to get her up and put her in the bus and give her something to eat. I'm telling you, we're living in a time when the Bible says people love their self. We're living in a time when people shall be lovers of their self. And when people fall in love with their self, you can look out, kids, buddy, because they're the ones going to suffer. Now, I'm going to say something else. Incest is horrible. Missing kids are used in smut. That's pornography. They are sold like a dog or a cow. They are approached. They are mistreated. I can't even go into all that's going on, but you know as well as I do that 95% of child molesters probably never do a day in prison. Never do a day. It's a slap on the wrist. The police go out and do their job, get these people arrested, haul them into court, the judge will turn them loose. The pressure's put on the judge because the prisons are full. What are we going to do with them? What are we going to do? They say, we can't build more prisons, we're going to have everybody in prison. And it's going to get to the place where there are more people in prison than there are out, man, if it keeps going like it is. It's headed that way. It's a scary time. It's a scary time. The Bible said evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. We ought to be on our face. Somebody like Michael Jackson, somebody like these people that sing about children, killing children, they ought to be arrested. They ought to be arrested, brother. They ought to be arrested. Amen? They seized a list in the big cities of a 30,000 name list of child pornography. 70,000 copies of the book called Where the Young Ones Are. And it's for these businessmen that travel Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and all that. And when they travel there, they stay there 2 or 3 days in a motel, and they want a little child to abuse. And all they do, they got 70,000 copies of that book called Where the Young Ones Are, where in any city they want to, they can call a number and have a kid brought to them. I'm telling you, man, somebody better pray. I thank God for people like Jack Hiles. I thank God for people like Dr. Bob Gray did down in Jacksonville, Florida, who said, hey, we've got the goods. We can come into church and shout and praise God, but we're not going to forget them little boys and little girls out there that are being treated like dirt. We're going to go out there and try to reach them. Amen? I believe the heart of God bleeds when He sees little kids being mistreated. I believe that. I believe He bleeds. The only hope for them is mamas and daddies serving God and churches trying to reach them. That's the only hope for them. You say, well, they have social programs now. But in these social programs, what all they can do is feed their body and give them a warm place to sleep. They teach them to believe in their self. They teach them to have their own self-esteem. They teach them they come from monkeys. They teach them there's no life after death and the kid will die and go to hell after that. That's child abuse. Let's bring it home a little closer. Many parents who would not think of hitting their child with their fist abuse them by spoiling them rotten and giving them every little thing they want. Did you know if you do every little thing a kid tries to get you to do, you are abusing that child? And I know what's wrong. We've got parents right here in this church, and your problem is your kids run over you. They boss you around, they call a shot, and you say, the kid's got you snowed. Boy, you need to set your foot down and say, listen, buddy, you little brat, you are not going to run this household. You are not going to run this household. You're just not going to do it. Not going to do it. And I know it's very hard on some of you, especially where you work. You never see them anyway. And it's bad on you like that. I think parents, I'm not just saying this because we're starting a school, but I think putting kids in a public school and not spending a lot of time with them to counteract it and teach them right is child abuse. You're sticking them in an atmosphere where they're being taught against everything that we believe as Christians. Everything. Everything that we believe as Christians. I didn't say you was sinning if you had your kid in public school. I'm saying if you're not doing something to counteract it, spending time with them, saying, hey, here's what, honey, this is our only choice. We don't have no choice. We got to do this. But you remember mama, and pray with them and help them and lead them through that and guide them spiritually. It's child abuse. Parents who expect the church to give their kids all they need spiritually are neglecting their kids spiritually and are guilty of spiritual child abuse. Parents who allow kids to watch anything and everything that comes on television are guilty of child abuse. I mean, you say, well, I just go to bed. Honey, turn the TV off and you go to bed. That's child abuse, brother. You're letting the devil slowly poison your child. I think that your child ought to be limited to how much TV they can watch, and especially limited what they can watch on television. Especially limited. I think the parent ought to know, and I think the parent ought to limit it. I don't think they ought to just run in from school, turn it on, and then turn it off at 10 o'clock at night when it's bedtime. I think that's crazy. I think that's awful. I think that's a crime against the kids if we allow them to do that. And a lot of times we get busy. We don't know what they're doing. We're off in another part of the house. We're out in the yard. We're gone. We're doing this, doing that, and it causes it. And I want to tell you something else. I believe before God that one of these days at the judgment, that every parent, every mama or every daddy who has left their family, left their mate, their husband, run off with another man, all right, is going to be guilty of some of the worst form of child abuse. You could take your hand and slap a kid and knock it down and it get over it quicker and easier than it would when mom and daddy just walks out and leaves the family. I think somebody's going to have to answer for these divorces and leaving these families and hurting these kids like they're being hurt. You know what? Since some woman wants to go off and have her a fling, so she says, my kids, they'll get over it. They don't never get over it. They never, ever, ever get over it. I don't care how old they get. It scars them. It hurts them. They wonder why it can't be like it used to be. They wonder why won't mama come home. They wonder why won't daddy live with us. Right? And the brother, I don't care. I don't care who likes this or who don't. That's child abuse. That's child abuse. And there's another example of people that just love their self. People just love their self. I know a man several years ago. He met a woman somewhere on a job somewhere where he's out working, and he kind of hit it off with this woman. Next thing you know, they're having an affair. Next thing you know, he left his family. That's been probably 15 years ago. And them kids been messed up in that family ever since. Ever since. Oh, well, I believe it's better for us, you know, and we'll work it out. I'll come over and see you every weekend, all that stuff. You're guilty of child abuse. You're guilty of child abuse. A woman who would shock her kids, a woman or a man, either one, who would shock his kids and bring a woman in and say, "Hey, this is not your daddy, but I love him anyway." Well, I tell you, something wrong there somewhere, buddy. There's something wrong doing little old youngins like that. And I know some of you have been through that, and I have myself, and my heart. If you've ever met a preacher that understands that, I do. Because by the grace of God, I mean, I know the heart, so I'm very sympathetic. And you just got to do the best you can do. But I'm telling you what I believe. I believe somebody's going to answer to God one of these days for hurting little kids when all they cared about was their own fleshly lust. Amen. That's child abuse. Child abuse. The only hope for them. Parents who let them be filled with profanity and twisted morals and let them do their own thing and drop them off on Saturday night. I feel sorry for these little old kids. We've had a lot of people call and ask about daycare at our school. And I know some people have to work a job. Some women have to. But, you know, for the life of me, I was telling my wife yesterday, I said, we was in there at that school and I seen these little biddies. I mean, they wasn't that high. And the woman said, "Excuse me, here come these little old bitty kids. Bless their heart, they's babies carrying their lunch boxes. They all in a little line, you know, walking in there." My heart just went out to them. I said, "Man, them kids need to be with their mama." I mean, some of them stay there from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. That is half of their life. And the other part, they're asleep. That's about 3 hours a day. A 3-year-old and a 4-year-old sees its own mama. We're raising up a generation of hellions, brother, if we keep this up. Now, please don't think I'm fussing. You're a mother here. Maybe you're divorced or you have no choice. You've got to work. I'm not fussing at you. I'm just saying, if at all possible. You want my opinion? I think 5-year-olds too young go to school. That's my opinion. I know the law says this. They got to have kindergarten nowadays. I think 5's too young. I think you ought to be a mama there. They're about 7. My wife teaches kindergarten, and you can ask her, she can tell you. She said when they come into kindergarten, they're just babies. They've never been away from their mama. They've never been away, and they're just hardly ever, they can't go to the bathroom by themselves, some of them, or anything. And a little, by the year's over, they start, that's just pushing them a little too quick. And boy, I tell you, they're wanting to get them earlier and earlier and earlier. Hey, some of them wants to take them away from parents completely. I think y'all would be with mama and sitting on mama's knee and going to sleep on mama's chest and when they're little bitty babies like that. It's good for them. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. We're seeing child abuse like never before. And I believe we can do two things. And I'm not going to linger on this. I'm just going to give you these thoughts and then we're going to pray. I think we can do two things. Number one, we can make sure that our kids get the love and get the attention and get the Bible that they need. A man called me yesterday from Lenore. He's a pastor of a church in Lenore. He said he was talking about our church down there in Lenore with some other preachers. And he said, "I tell you," he said, "people can criticize that church all they want to. People can talk about it all they want to." But he said, "Boys, you got to admit, there's something going on up there that ain't going on around here in our churches." And he said, "If I wasn't pastoring a church, I'd drive my kids up there and take them to New Manor Baptist Church." And I would too. If I wasn't pastor and this church wasn't here, I'd drive to Asheville to Brother Ralph's. I'd drive somewhere to get my kids in a church where they could find out God's real. You know why a lot of people won't come here? I meet people say, oh, I'd just love to come to your church, Brother Danny. But you know what? They're scared their kin folks is going to fuss at them. They're scared they're going to get fussed, talked about at work. They're scared, and they're too big a chicken. They're just chicken. You got a yellow streak up their back about that wide. And they can't take the heat. They can't take the heat. You're not going to come to a church this size and a town this size and not catch some heat. You're going to catch it. You're going to catch it. Oh, you go there, huh? Yep, sure do. You ought to, too. Amen. I want my kids around where God is. I'd almost say it's child abuse to take your kids to a dead church. That's getting close to child abuse, man. Really. If I didn't have a dead church, I'd get my kids in the living room and shout around the living room just so they could see somebody shout. And tell them there's a King James Bible, the Word of God, and tell them there's a heaven and there's a hell. Because if you don't, your kids are going to grow up thinking serving God is boring and living for the devil's exciting. That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. People say, well, we don't have no teenagers in our church. The reason why? Because they look at mamas and daddies and they think, this is boring. I don't want no part of it. That's child abuse. Our only hope for us is to keep them in a good church. Love them. I take them to church every time the doors is open. My little girls, they know that when it's time to go to church, that it's not time to do nothing else. I don't care what it is, church comes first. Not a ball team, not an activity, not a trip. Church comes first. I think it's ridiculous that people take their kids wouldn't dare miss a ball practice. 2 or 3 nights a week, ball game, 2 times a week. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying they'll do that, but won't bring them to church on Wednesday night or Sunday school. Kids need Sunday school. They need it. They need every bit they can get nowadays. They need it. And then I think that we can help other kids by pushing and praying and participating in our own work here at the church and our bus ministry. We have the opportunity of reaching literally hundreds of homes. Everybody here can pray for those bus workers. The ones that have to work on Saturday, give them some money once in a while. Slip Brother Bruce some money. One of the bus say, here, get them some ice cream. I have to work every Saturday and I can't help it. Here's my part. You're helping little kids. Every once in a while, my wife will bring one home. She'll feed it, take it to town. Carrie went and got one of hers. She teaches B Sunday school and bus kids in there. She went and got some for Christmas. Took them to town, bought them something like that. You just don't know what that might do to a little old kid as they grow up. They'll always remember, my Sunday school teacher come and got me. My Sunday school teacher cared about me. My Sunday school teacher bought me something with her own money. My Sunday school teacher cared. It may make the difference in where that kid's life goes. You never know. You never know. The devil's out to destroy our children. I like what that little girl said, please don't tell my daddy. Jesus isn't real in that song, because Jesus made a sweet man out of her daddy. We need to think about our kids. We need to think about our bus kids. We need to think about all that multitude of kids that's in here Sunday and all that's going to be here this Sunday. Show them a little love. Show them a little concern. God will bless us for it. Amen. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Father, we pray that you'd put a burden on our heart for kids tonight. Lord, we realize that some of these things I've mentioned are almost sickening when we think about little boys and little girls being mistreated. Help us, Lord, to get the burden. Help us, Lord, to go out of here with a burden to help kids. God, they're so defenseless. They can't defend themselves. They can't just get in their car and drive to church if they want to Sunday morning. Lord, if the truth is known, there's probably a lot of little kids in this county that want to go to church every Sunday, but nobody to take them. Help us to find them. Lord, lay it on the hearts of some of these girls, some of these ladies,
to say, hey, I'll be a part of it. I want to be a part of the bus ministry. I want to get to work. Lay it on the heart of some of these men. Say, I want to help. I want to drive. I want to participate. Help the picnic. God put it on our hearts. Lord, what if it was us out there? What if it was my kids out there? I'd do anything to rescue one of my little girls if they was out there. And we know you love them kids just as much as you love my girls. I pray that you had to put it on our heart to reach them for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.